From VOA Learning English, this is the Agriculture Report. Climate change has caused a rise in sea levels. This has increased the amount of salt in fresh water used on coastal farms. As a result, farmers are increasingly unable to use fields close to the sea. Scientists call this process salinization. The term comes from the word saline, which means a mixture of salt and water. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says salinization is reducing the world's irrigated lands by 1 to 2% every year. Irrigation is the process of supplying land with fresh water from other areas. But a farmer in the Netherlands is now using a mixture of sea and fresh water to grow healthy and tasty vegetables. Mark van Rysselberg started with an experiment. He put several kinds of plants in saline.
We put in a lot of plants in the field, and then we put them in fresh water and in seawater and all the varieties between it. And then we see which variety is surviving and which variety is dying.
Mr. van Rysselberg worked on the project with scientists from the Free University of Amsterdam. He divided a farm into 8 irrigated areas. Separate pipes pumped fresh and seawater, and a computer program created water with 8 levels of salinity.
And then the computer says, go, and then it goes to the fields and the dripping irrigation starts to work, and we're going to kill plants. That's it.
Computerized measuring devices called sensors controlled the water levels and the levels of salinity. Mr. van Rysselberg says he was able to harvest vegetables from most of the 8 test areas. He says the vegetables were smaller than those grown in freshwater, but he says they also have more sugar and salt, so they taste better.
It's a miracle. I mean, it shouldn't be a carrot. It should be dying. If we look at the data that are available in the world at the moment.
The farmer grew carrots, cabbage, onions, and beetroot. But he found that potatoes grew better than the other vegetables in the combination of sea and fresh water. Mr. van Rysselberg says 4 kinds of these potatoes were recently sent to Pakistan, where thousands of hectares of land have been damaged by salinization. Farmers in Pakistan will test the Dutch potatoes to see if they can be grown in those fields. And that's the VOA Learning English Agriculture Report. For more agriculture and environment stories, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Katie Weaver.